I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. I recently visited with Syngenta Hillshaw representative for Western Sugar South, Brett Sorensen, for a sugar beet update, and he shares.
I'd like to talk to guys about three things, actually, is making sure that guys are selecting the right seed for the right acre. So typically, most farmers know their history of the field and the diseases that they have in there, so I would just highly recommend that they select the right seeds that have the correct disease package for their fields. Nextly, going into planting itself is starting with a weed-free field. You know, it's a lot easier to manage a weed that's 1 to 3 inches tall compared to 8 to 10 inches tall later on in the year. And lastly, sugar beet seeds are planted shallower compared to other crops in our area. So with that being said, guys need to make sure that they have good seed-to-soil contact when they are planting the seeds, and also to make sure that that top inch of soil does not dry out after they plant the seeds.
Sorensen adds that growers are facing several different challenges, whether it's diseases, nematodes, or weed resistance. He encourages them to attack each of these challenges with multiple modes of action, like traits within the seed, mixing up chemical rotation, or seed treatments. That's Colorado Ag Today. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.